latest team news from clubcall.com.
These latest Newcastle United headlines. We'll start with news on the injury front. Looks like the injuries that Daryl Murphy and Kieran Clarke have suffered in recent weeks are worse than first feared. The two Republic of Ireland internationals are set to miss at least the next two Magpies games at home to Wigan on Saturday, and then the home match with Burton that follows on Wednesday. And whether the duo will be fit for the tough game at Sheffield Wednesday a week on Saturday remains very much up in the air. Newcastle will hope that the duo both receive treatment and can be fit for the match against the Owls. Clarke suffered a medial ligament injury against Fulham, while Murphy has a calf problem. Good news, though, apart from that, is that Dwight Gale is back and is getting more match fit the more often he plays, while Grant Hanley is also fit and he could deputise for Clarke. More news on the transfer front. Reports say that Newcastle winger Alex Gilliad is a summer transfer target for Barnsley. Gilliad is currently on loan at Bradford City until the end of the season, but his long-term prospects at Newcastle look slim. The 21-year-old made the move to Bradford after enduring a successful spell on loan at League Two side Luton during the first half of the season. Gilliad scored 2 goals in 21 games in all competitions for Luton and has so far made 8 appearances for Bradford. Doesn't look like he is going to force his way into Rafa Benitez's first-team plans at Newcastle, but Barnsley are interested. Finally, some sad news. Newcastle have confirmed that the club's legendary tea lady, Kath Cassidy, has died at the age of 90. Tributes have been paid to Kath, who retired in October 2015 after working at the club since 1963. Newcastle said in a statement, "We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of the club's legendary tea lady, our beloved Kath Cassidy. Kath loyally served the club for half a century and was adored by managers, players and staff alike. The thoughts of everyone connected with Newcastle United," they said, "are with Kath's family and friends at this time."